Going to grant that Masechta is made cutting up Chav Gimel Gimel Beis. Going to tell us the beginning with the Gemara Yeshavelis b'Shabbos that there is. This is the Machlokes that there is mourning on Shabbos, which says Tais B'Dvam Shabbatinim. We're talking about things that are discreet. Like Rashi explains, only regarding that do we say there's mourning on Shabbos. But some Machlokes talk to the Gemara shortly that says Limekat Anoy. That's the Machlokes Anoy. In Ma'aseh, talk to the Machlokes regarding marital intimacy. B'Dvam Shabbatinim. With those are things that are discreet. B'Chamash Mitzas B'Yishalmi Del El. I'm stating on the Mishnah that we said that Shabbos Ayel, the Shabbos counts towards the Shiva. If it's forbidden on Shabbos, marital intimacy. Mashmah, the Pligi can plug the Dach, it sounds like it's the same Machlokes that we're saying over here. If there's a Bailes on Shabbos, again, which is regarding Dvarim Shabbat Sinah. Now, Olivia Rabbi Yechanan, regarding Rabbi Yechanan, Yesh Aimim Sham, some say over there that he holds that it's Mutter. Permitted marital intimacy. Now that's obviously disagreeing with our Gemara, which Rabbi Yechanan brings that it's forbidden to have marital intimacy on Shabbos during the days of mourning. Because Amar Yechanan Berakam b'Sibbat Avdal Med Aleph, Apri Shomer in the middle of the Shabbos, all these said there's no mourning on Shabbos. Avol the Bar Mishabbat Tzinnig, but things that are discreet, it would apply. So obviously not like Yerushalmi. Now this says B'Tzas Koshli Tema. It's a little bit difficult to me wonder B'Shmaitin in our sugyim. Abai Ashkechel Rabbi Yisav, Abai encountered Rabbi Yisav. The person who did was wearing a kerchief on his head on Shabbos during the days of mourning. Now. Amalei said to him, "Leisav lamar in the middle of Shabbos doesn't matter. Hold, there's no morning on Shabbos." Amalei said to him, "Ochem Rabbi Yechon, this Rabbi Yechon said, 'Vam shabbat in the night.' But things that are discreet, they do apply." Now, Abai didn't know Rabbi Yechon that applies. So why is he asking? There's no avails for Shabbos, only going b'chayasya. So it's Shem Hayisav. Maybe he thought the part of Sodei Reishei that wearing a cloak on the head have Dvam shabbat in the night. I said it's something a public display of mourning. Ukamand amav v'yisav reish chayva, and like the one who says that it's an obligation in the morning to uncover his head. And he didn't differentiate between in his house and out of his house. And he responded that in the house is considered that of being discreet. Next says, the one that says, well, how does he know that this morning on Shabbos? In fact, they said Shabbos is counting. If it's counting, obviously that there is morning. Now, Peshur Razal, he explains in the Tani, in fact, we learned that Shabbos counts for the days of Avelis. But late Pidush, and it doesn't specify that the Imba Avelis, that there's no mourning. So Avelis, like, but obviously that mourning applies. Then like him, because if not, how you little fire shock med, you should have explicitly said. Avakab Da'ilah, though it counts, like, no, but Avelis doesn't apply. Given Da'ilah, because since it counts, mash, but it sounds like Avelis, that Avelis applies. Mashal, the Gemara answers, no, I think I'm going to save it. It's only because they save it regarding Rugal, and we want to say in Oilim that it doesn't count. Stam, so it's awesome. But Isha, all the stamps, the difference is in Isha also, Oilah. But, says Toys of Elaine Hero. This interpretation doesn't seem to be correct. That's not such a proof that it says Shabbos Oila. It doesn't say that regarding the laws of Avelis, that to prove this point. So a Pesach Shimon Zal Mirabe from his teacher, the man Damei Shabbos, the one that says that there's money, the Tana Oila, because it says Oila, what does that mean? Because Mashmid sounds like the Oila, Chol Minyan Shiva, sounds like it counts for the whole counting of the Shiva. Ula Avelis, Shinnik B'Shabbos, regarding the one that should apply on Shabbos, Mashmid Nagetmo, which was yesterday. And therefore, Tala Shabbos, the Chesvoinai, that's why Shabbos counts with the calculation. Just like Erev Shabbos Friday counts with the chesed. And Man Lamei Einu Lasev Shabbos. One holds that there's no morning on Shabbos. It consists Einu of Sekis that it doesn't interrupt it. Avakam Techashiv Kulei Hai Lebat Lavez Begaba. Even though it's significant to nullify the Avelis on Shabbos itself, Mekamakam Einu Mafsek. Still, it's not stopping because Dim Lekain. Because if you don't say this, rather you say that there is morning on Shabbos and Shabbos is not about the Avelis. Well, then Pshita. Obviously, that is not going to be about the Avelis. And you don't have to write that halacha. It's only because Shabbos itself, there's no avelis. If you have to say that, that's still Shabbos is not totally mevatel the avelis. The Gemara asks on the one that says you don't have avelis in Shabbos. But then why does it say oila? The mashma like avelis Shabbos. It like avelis does apply like all other days. The Gemara answers. I think something about yomtiv. In the legami, since we have to say on yomtiv, it's totally not counted. Loilamini is not for the counting of the number of the avelis, not for the actual practice of the morning itself. And that's Mishum Simcha because of the joy that Simchah, like it says in the Kohen Bishus. So Tanavishan, I'm able to say, but the Rachel also says, Oila. But it's Lashon Asma, the same terminology, the Tanav Yom, that says, by Yom, the Tanav Shabbos. The Lord has the Lashon Mishnah, not the French regarding the wording of the Mishnah. Mew, Oila Shabbos, Inla Yom, that's what you write regarding the Oila of Shabbos, is not regarding the counting of the Avelis, which some have the words and the order of taking out the word Salka Elei over here, that is, Loi noga avelis begava, that it doesn't apply avelis over there, and bimkin lefi pirzen, and therefore according to this interpretation, is it's Tais coming out to ask on Reb Shimon that he brought before that it said that Shabbos oila, it means that it accounts for the counting and for the Avelis, and Tosfos bothered that how could he reject, how could the say this, that say something that's not appropriate because of the Sefer. So Tosfos Mekein L'Pi Perushta actually comes according to this commentary that the L'Hodik Tani Ayla, this that it says that Ayla, the chance of Avelis applies, but Mishan the Gemara answers La'Olam Lo Naga, that does not have Avelis and Shabbos. Right, the Tana B'chul, like we said, since it's the Sefer Ayla, so we said in the Reisha also. So Bemkin, if that's the case, so Hamishnah ain't Shitas Hashas Loimer. It's not the norm of the Gemara to say I did Tana Ha Tana Nami Ha El Nos the Emes, only something that's true. El Nos Sefer is just unnecessary. El Nos Nim Shekem, it's something that looks like it's a lie, because the wording Ayla sounds like that Shabbos counts for the count. Through the fact that the halachas of Avelis apply like during the weekday, so in Lishanis should not have changed the wording. Boy, additionally, he says, actually, you could ask, according to what he explains, that when it says the Shabbos Oila is because of Seifa by Regalim, it says Ein Oilim, so therefore he said the same word, even though it's not true. So, yeah, if that's the case, listen to Shabbos Ein Oila, so then you should say Shabbos does not count, not Oila, say Ein Oila, because Rabbi didn't mean to say yes, it actually would be more comparable to the Seifa, because that's the same thing. That's the questions that's of the Ra. Now, but Tosfos Rav Maksha, Tosfos Rav he asks, the Mashmah, it sounds like a film on Damid Leg Naga, it sounds like even according to one that says that a bill's don't apply on Shabbos, that Oilam in the Shabbos still accounts for the counting of the Shema. Then, can't be that's the case of Regalamak, and the Yom Tov also, you should say that Rav Leg Naga, although the Halachs of bills don't apply, it should count during the days of events. Later in the previous, we said, in the Shabbos, like a violate that, no, around the Shabbos, we don't have a question at all, because the Leg Naga mitzvah Shabbos Regal, for sure, there's no Halachas of Shabbos on the Yom Tov. Similarly, we should say that the halachas of Yom Tov is like Shabbos, that Shabbos counts over the day of Avelis, even though you don't have Avelis, or one sees him running Yom Tov. Mitaretz, and the answer is that, no, Avagav the Shabbos Oila, for the days of Avelis, regal in Oila. Why? Oila in Avelis clock, because there's no laws of mourning at all, which looks like Ben Simcha, because we said regarding them, Besimat Bechagecha. No, Shabbos means like Simcha, but Shabbos doesn't say Simcha. So I feel in the Negesa, even though the laws of Avelis don't apply, but still Oila could say that it does count towards the days of Avelis in conscious to that of Yom Tov. Now, Bisham explains that time of the Shabbos in the Avelis Neg, but why on Shabbos don't you have the halachos of Avelis? Mishum Tassim, because it says the blessing of Mishle, Bechaz Hashem Hitasher, the blessing of Hashem is, creates wealth, but the Yosef Etzav Imad shouldn't be an increase of depression with it. Now, Bishabbos says Bebracha. Shabbos it says, Bracha Bebrach Gimasim Mishvi. So it says Bechaz Hashem, so that's what the Pesach is, the Yosef Etzav Imad, therefore one should not have Avelis and sadness on Shabbos. Next is not to begin with the Gemara that we said regarding an Oinin, that Ve'ino Echel Basa doesn't eat meat, Ve'ino Shazian does not drink wine. So it's near it seems, the Chiecha, the Shadim Peg Basa, the Tainus, just like it's permitted, unless Peg Tainus, of Laman Avgabi, Erev Tishabav. On Erev Tishabav, you're allowed to have Basa and meat, Kazmanj, Enik, Shlom, as long as it's not like, as fresh as the carbon Shlom, and the Yamagita or wine straight from the wine press, it's not good wine yet. So Chanam Shalwain, that same meat and wine would be permitted for an Ein. Now, me, however, in Regin Linig Ben Heter, but still the custom is not to be lenient, Levikan, Levit Tishabav, not by morning and not by regarding Erev Tishba. Now, Tevet's wonder says this, because Mashmah, it sounds like the Oinen Chama Ma'avol, sounds like an Oinen, who the relative died that day, is more stringent than a mourner. Because the Lamed's in the Oval Shea, but Issa Bebas V'yam, we don't find a mourner being forbidden to meat and wine. And in Kachem, Mashmah, Chanda Oval Oichlag B'Kachem, we find regarding Kachem that a mourner eats Kachem, but in us, an Oinen is forbidden. But B'Shatvim, now regarding all other things, Yechmir Bavils V'Kvis Amita, and the Sanda Batib Sereish, regarding mourning, we find that more stringent than the Oinen, regarding turning over the bed, not wearing shoes, and cloaking the head, with two wicked, there's many things. But insurance, regarding and it's permitted. So how do we understand this contradiction? So it says, if someone can say, the Dvarm Shem Hashem Avol, chronic things that are because of mourning, that's permitted by Oinen. Or by Avil, Sasurin, but by mourning is forbidden. Of the Dvarm Shem, in Mashem Hashem Avil, but things that are not forbidden because of mourning. Il Mashem Shishle Li is tarred by Kvuz Mesa, rather because the person should be busy with the burying of the dead, but Yemash Rechad Dvarm Hashem not be busy with other things, be drawn after them, Kigan Echil Zbaz of Shishyam, like eating meat and drinking wine. That's the same by Oinen Dafka. Yeah, that's specifically forbidden by Oinen. Now, but Tashmash Amita, now regarding marital intimacy, the Mashmash Sabach does by Oinen, it sounds like the Gemara brings shortly that it's forbidden by Oinen. But Hanami, by this also, Shami Yamashal, because you might be drawn after that act to act. Because it's just too much joy, and that'll be audacious to do that when the person's not even buried. That's the interpretation I found. Now, but the Glachas, but the Chbaisis, now regarding haircutting and laundry, Lay Din Nishal by Oinen, I don't know if it's permitted by Oinen. And the Ein Limud Isla Galeach, and you cannot learn out the prohibition of hair cutting in the Tanya, but to the Smachas, that we don't embrace himself as Machas, if someone's taking hair cutting, and they said to me, if one of his relatives died, Harry Zigma, he could still finish it. Mashmah says, like, his chalas, but if he didn't start to hair cut, it's forbidden. So it's just no, because Dimma Mishmu, maybe it's talking about regarding you heard the news, where it's not that it just happened now, it's just he got the news now. The person is already buried, it's not an anymore, and he would be an Ovel. Now, in the name of Riva, I wrote that actually taking a haircut is forbidden for Einan, because Naftalim and Shechem and Tefillah would learn from the Pasuk that your heads, you should not let the hair grow long in Bayirka, which sounds like a Kuli Amasir, but all others are forbidden, unlike Allah's and the summer. Now, but you know, Einim, however, they were Einim, so obviously that Einim is forbidden to take a haircut. Now, Mitash B'Shemitah, the Shin, the Samach, regarding Marilyn, the Gemara shortly says it's forbidden, Vero Lahat Baninas, and they saw to permit that by Aninus, the main program the Ksubis and the Daral Menalv that Ubavel is Aser, meaning the Gemara sounds like shortly that Ain is forbidden, but sometimes it is permitted for Ain, and this is what we find in the Gemara Ksubis, where Ubavel is Aser and Avel is forbidden because the Gemara and the Gemara says over there that if, let's say the father Chas and the mother Kala pass away, so Machnisna is a Meslachada, so they bring the one who died into a side room. They don't bury, so that shouldn't be obligated in Avelis. Ubayl Bis Mitzah Parish, and they have the cohabitation that's a mitzah, and then they separate. So you see that the laws of Avelis are more stringent than the Ain regarding Tashmish Amita. Now, says Taisus that we had said that Tashmash Mita is forbidden in Avelis. So it says, I would mean the Chasm this way, so with the Avelis the Hacha. Kila, the morning over here by the Chasm Kala is more lenient, but Asal is a Zulabander, but they can be disgraceful to it. And they've been stringent regarding many stringencies. And actually, the Gemara says, my Kula, what's the leniency regarding the Avelis of Chasm Kala? They have to be stringent that they're not Mizazl. Elim, if it's because they're because we learn by Avelis, because they get to have that first act of cohabitation, Shundala Chayla Avelis allow. That's because the morning didn't take effect yet, because they weren't buried yet. So in the So it's not that the Gemara wants to say that there's no leniency regarding what it's permitted to have marital intimacy at the time of the morning, because most definitely an Avel is forbidden. What the Gemara is saying is inkul b'avelis kim b'aninus, that the morning is not by Avelis, rather it's by Aninus. And below us, it's not going to come to be disgraceful regarding Avelis by the permission of intimacy. And therefore the Gemara was rejecting the possibility that because of the heter of cohabitation, they had to be stringent regarding availers, so they shouldn't be themselves because one's available, someone's unnamed. And we don't make a bracha on him. So he says, what does this mean that we don't make a bracha on the oinen? Pesh b'kunches, but bracha is perik misha mason of your chasm and alb. It means brech samaitzi. You don't make a brech samaitzi for the oinen. Vim zamnen, what does that mean? Brech samaitzi means to make benching them. Now, it says it with him, it's a wonder, because kapay maitzi, regarding making the bracha on bread of a maitzi, the bracha is shayna, mashaykh lemin, mavachim love, what does it mean that you don't make a bracha on him? Because bishlam, you got bibir samaz and shaykh, to understand regarding benching, you could combine together, and we're saying you cannot join the oval for a mezumin. You got maitzi, mashaykh, but what does it mean to combine for the bracha of a maitzi? Then says bishlam, which you could explain, the gemar kaminan, when the gemar said the im vachim love, that you don't make a bracha on him, bir samazin, it means actually bir samazin. It means el mitzvah l'chalik, because rather it's a mitzvah to separate, because the habakashnaim sh'achol is a mitzvah l'chalik, so when two people are eating together, that it's a mitzvah for them to separate, means el ein mitzvahimon, and that we're saying that the einen does not combine with them. And the im zamlein, what does it mean? Im zamlein, it means imam with them, loimit to say the baruch shachal mishalai, that he doesn't answer and say the baruch shachal mishalai. Because re'ilah betonei l'chadab, we only had said one of them, but I mean I would have thought to say lein the baruch shachal mishalai, dem and sab, that he doesn't combine, fine. At least he combines that as if there's three people eating. That one could do it for the fan. We have to say both, but they both were talking about regarding Zimun. But Rival explains the Imavarkin Umezamnin, these two cases of Imavarkin Umezamnin, Chadulim and the Vok Shacham Shaloi, Bachon Levark Bisham, which is Alkainu, Kamish Miskam Shambasar, like you say when there's 10 people. And that's these two different cases. A Pish Bakunj Peg Mishamese, the Imavark. His insurance levach bechzamas that he does not have to make bechzamas. So this Taisa Mashem in Perusha, it's not from Rashi's commentary. The inos levach, there's no issa to make, you don't have to. Which might not be Perushkin's, and also now Sugi Rashi gives a similar interpretation. So Taisa, Amiu, however, when the Kumbrish Peg Misha Mesa Asam, Laman da Amatech Haba Amasuda Asa, that within Dalar Amis is where it's forbidden. So Perusha Ben Yitzel Bechzamas, that, that the ikke is to lebar, that actually, if you're within 4 amas of the mess, that it's actually forbidden to make a bracha. So not like it's just, you don't have to, that's actually forbidden. Now, it's a wonder trip Yitzchok, because the hash denagu, now the custom is that the einin is lebar chul zaman, that he actually does make the brachas and he does zimun. So Vayim, he'd say, because the La'ari Hacha Rakashu Oisib with Tzarcha Mes. Because here we're talking about only when the person is engaged in the needs of the dead person. So in La'ala Spatman Mitzvah, so he shouldn't stop from the mitzvah. Therefore, he's not supposed to be making brachas of B'shoshin Oisib. Sure, but if he's right, he's not involved, even as Einan, he's permitted to make a bracha. And that's the custom. Or, you know, I mean, the initial approach you could say is B'shoshachim Oisib when others are busy with it. But in Oisib Klamen, therefore, he's not doing anything. Now, me B'sham in the Mashmakim, but for B'sham, it doesn't sound like this. Because Bracha Isis, and the Gemara brings up a data in Oichel called Tzarkai. The Oinon shouldn't eat his full and shouldn't drink his full. It doesn't make a bracha. And we made a bracha. And you don't answer amen after. And if others make a bracha, he doesn't answer amen after them. Now, mission bittul mitzvahs Isaac, but Mesa. Now, if it's because of that, it's going to stop him from being busy with his mess. What type of interruption is that by just answering amen? So obviously, it's not just because of bittul of being involved with the mess. But says me in the early, but it does appear to me that bracha. Yeah, you have to list, it would take time to say amen, because you have to hear the bracha, so like the amen yisimim, that shouldn't be offered amen. So therefore, maybe it is al spittal, mitzvah, hames. But additionally, says Taisha, that really come on. The Gemara tells us later on that those who are engaged in eulogizing the dead person, when it comes time for davening, they get up and they daven, and the mourner sits and he justifies the judgment against them. Now, mashmash and I say, but sounds like that he's not even busy with the mess, because there at the Levaya, Eliyash Vadim is just sitting and being sound, and still beneath the Aslavach, still you see that it's forbidden for him to make the brachas. Vashum and Tazbi subsequently, additionally, says that I found the Yushami, the Deresh Perk Misha Mesa Tani, where it teaches there that in Rotz Lahach Malatzmai, if he wants to be strengthened himself, inshallah, we don't listen to him. Lama why? Make fight Shemes because of the dignity of the dead. Because no one's going to be there to carry the load. Apparently, Gemara asks, "What time you believe the rise of Adam deals lulav? He's exempt from his lulav." Now, because all the Gemara assumed that my yamtiv is my yamtiv. No, boy, in a turn, some masim, he's not busy with any load because he's not bearing on yamtiv. So obviously, that the iser of the einim with kriyishma is because of provide the shemais, because he's not busy with bearing the bed. The Gemara answers, "No, tefta b'chol could be talking about on the choil, meaning kriyish b'chol demayit, and where you could bury, and therefore it could be because you're not going to be busy with bearing the dead." Partly my ass, I bought him Luna Brice, but when the Kish Shaver is going to Kish Shaver, is the Cholim Buchel? Could you say that's on a weekday? But Labi Yamtiv, it's only on Yamtiv. And the Chanin says, yeah, but Mekimish is a Kukum Lehivilo Armata Chrichim, even on Yamtiv or Shoshana, since he has to bring the coffin and the burial shrouds, the Tanin Tamam, we learned over there, the Machshichim al Tchum, you could go to the boundary of a Kech Liski Kalo, Liski Mes, to go and take care of the needs of the Kalo or that of a dead person, Labi Armata Chrichim, to bring the coffin and Tachrichim, Nami. It's like, yeah, it's like busy with the burial of the dead, even though you can't even actually bury, but you can take care of the preparatory acts. So, Mashman sounds like the plague of Shabbos Yom Tov. So, something that the Mitzvah Machleik is over there on Shabbos Yom Tov, if they ain't Mavarach, we don't make a bracha. But my domain regarding what we were speaking about, if the reason is because it's Zorcha Mes, which does not apply on Shabbos, or because it's Kvodesh Mes, and that would even be on Shabbos. Because in Yom Tov, we're saying that, like Rosh Hashanah, it could be Zorcha Mes. But what's difficult to us is the min b'seva, because we say the same of the brayse that b'shabbos mevarchim zaman. The Shabbos, the einan does make brachas and zimun. So you see explicitly that the reason is because of tzarcha mes. But tzarchin still needs further analysis how to understand the ones that say that it's because of kavod mes. Then on Shabbos it should also be forbidden.